Hey, good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up around 9:45 this morning in Indy, we've got your chance to win Kelly Clarkson tickets. We'll tell you more about that. But if you can't hang out the whole time, 9:45 will be your chance to win. Kicking off the week, let's do it today with something we want to try. It's called Monday Motivation. We're going to share some personal stories that we found that are kind of cool and interesting, and hopefully will make your day a little bit better. Let's take this one, Alex, to an elementary school. This is really cool. Homer Drive Elementary School principal Belinda George sits in front of her iPhone every Tuesday night at 7:30. No, she's not doing one of those cam things.
Okay.
It's actually something good right here. She reads a story streamed to kids on the school's Facebook page. She calls it Tucked In Tuesdays.
Aww.
I love that. We do the Joe and Alex Show Book Buddies. This is really cool, too. And it's actually became a big sensation at her school. She says the kids will come up to her Wednesday, the day after, and say, Dr. George, I saw you in your PJs reading last night. They tell her favorite parts of the book. And she actually started this back in December for her students, but it actually has been coming huge beyond Homer Drive Elementary. Parents and kids from all across the country are starting to actually watch and comment and watch the Facebook live stream. She also gives shout-outs. The kids love that if they comment or something. Like, oh, thank you so much, Miss George. And she says, the bottom line, I love these kids. I know if I don't reach them outside the school, I'll never reach them in school. So that's why
so
she does
cute.
It.
I love that. What a great idea of going above and beyond for those kids. And
how
making
creative.
An
who would have thought of using technology for something so good?
Yeah, that's really cool. So this story, your Monday Motivation story, is about two sisters who are 5 and 8 years old. Leah Carrico, who's 8, and Caroline Carrico, who's 5. They were missing from their house for 48 hours, but were found alive.
Wow.
This is in California. So after like a couple days of being gone, they like walked off into a wooded area near their home. The sheriff's office announced that the girls had been safely found, and they had actually been trained in outdoor survival through their local 4-H club, and
okay.
That is what helped them survive.
See, that's amazing that they actually retained it and remembered it and that it worked.
Yeah, they were wearing boots, so authorities were following the boot footprints.
Yeah.
They were eating granola bars and leaving the wrappers and stuff at some point while they were missing that they had on them somehow. I mean, this whole story is just crazy, and they're absolutely precious. It's an absolute miracle. They said they were dehydrated and cold, but they were uninjured and in good spirits whenever they were found.
What amazing little girls right there.
I know.
I love hearing that because I don't think, Alex, I could survive like 12 hours out in the woods. I'm like, help.
Not even close. I couldn't spend 5 minutes.
All right, that's your Monday Motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.